Hello, we are learning in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're learning the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 122. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 122.
Maybe 121.
121. Hence, in the Neuma that emerged from the Metzach,
Rosh of Sag,
there are two phases of Katnut and Gadlut, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the coarseness disclosed in the screen, which is the level of Zeranpin of clothing called Chagat, and the level of Malchut of coarseness called Nehi, due to the three lines made on the level of Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only clothing in phase one, without coarseness, it has no vessels. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of vessels, and it clothes the vessels of Nehi. This level is called embryo, ubar, which means that there is only coarseness of the root there, which remained in the screen after its refinement, during its ascent for coupling in the Metzach of the upper one. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet within, there is a concealed bottom, Hey, regarded as the bottom Hey at the Metzach. Once the embryo receives the coupling in the upper one, it descends from there to its place and receives the mochin of suckling, the nikah, from the upper one, which are coarseness of phase one, considered the bottom hay in nikveinayim. Thus, it acquires vessels of Chagat too. Chagat expand from Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin.
Shilot.
Questions?
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Добрый день, Раф. А можно спросить,
Good day, Raf. If I may ask, how were the three lines made in Malchut?
The three lines are called Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. If it's in the He, or Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, if it's in the middle vessel, or Chochma Binadat, if it's in the third, top third of the Potsuf.
Ala.
Next.
Why does he call them three lines here, not Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet?
Because they're connected to each other and they perform in one coupling by striking together. PT 19.
He says, since there is only clothing without coarseness, because there's no vessels, how can there be clothes without coarseness? What is he clothed on?
He clothes on vessels, but not in a form that he's connected to the vessels. Meaning, how do I explain this to you? We have an additional illumination, except for what the created being can attain on his vessels of coarseness. There's an extra illumination by incorporation with the vessels of the upper one.
And then it says this level is called Ubao embryo, meaning there's only root coarseness there.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The smallest coarseness possible.
And from this you get an ubar, an embryo?
Yes, that's what he starts from. How could it come from anywhere else? Where would it develop? Meaning coarseness zero. The smallest coarseness is called the coarseness of the root.
So how do you explain it when he says that the screen only after its refinement is the embryo?
After all the screens from Malchut Avein Sof refine by the expansion of these Patsufim, they reach a state that the coupling takes place on the smallest screen that remains, which is called the coarseness of the root.
And I understand that this is the condition for the ubal, for the embryo?
Not a condition. The question is, in what is this embryo unique? It's unique that it has nothing of its own. And that from it, now something new can develop, because it's connected to the upper force, and from himself he lost everything, lost it all. Then he can start developing now by his forces from new.
This, I wanted to ask you, what does it mean that he lost everything? What does it mean that the embryo lost everything?
All the lights in the vessels that cascaded from Malchut Avein Sof now came to the general zero.
Thank you. How can I ask as well?
Yeah.
What does it mean that Chagat spread from within the Nehi, expand from there?
He writes it here in such a brief way that obviously it's hard to understand. The thing is that the Nehi can expand on their own because it's the coarseness of zero, of the root. But because they're connected to Chagat, which is the coarseness of phase one, that's why they can expand. Meaning that a higher degree expands and in it also a lower degree expands. It's like a hint for what will happen later on, that in the greater goof, which is more developed and bigger, inside it can develop a smaller goof and lower one. Like an impregnated woman, that she has something that developed from zero, from a drop of seed. How? It develops while being in the body. Something else develops, and this other body, the upper one, supplies the lower body that developed inside it. It supplies everything it needs in order for the embryo to develop. Where does it come from? Here exactly we see the root to such a development. How can it be that on an animate level, one will develop inside the other? Very deep and great things that which are very interesting. Later on, we'll talk about it some more, especially when we will feel that in that way we're developing, that we are connecting between us and incorporating in the upper body, which is Bina, the Ima Ila'a, the upper mother. Bina is our mother, and that we start developing in her as an embryo, as such a body that receives everything from the mother. And we will just need to annul ourselves, only to annul ourselves, like the embryo is annulled towards his own mother, which he is in her. And she is supposedly in control of him and everything. And after the 9 sefirot, when it developed, when it reaches the 10th sefira, it has to be born. And then it starts existing in an independent way, supposedly, an independent body. But obviously it's being taken care of and being fed from the upper one. And in this way, he develops. And in this development, this external development, there's also a special process that we'll learn about, how it takes place according to spiritual degrees. Then we'll understand whether we're okay or not when developing our children, raising them, and so on. Okay.
Флорида.
Флорида.
Да, спасибо большое. А он говорит, что раз это вышло из Мецеха, а Мецеха же
половина. He says that because it came out from Мецех, Мецех is also in root coarseness, which is Малхут. Why Малхут?
The root is the Малхут. The coarseness of the root is the Малхут. PT 33.
In the world Ak, the couplings go from big to small, and in Nikudim and Atzilut, from Katnut to Gedlut. Why is it opposite? From great to small, from Absagi, it diminishes, it decreases.
Because there it comes from Malchut Avein Sof, which is filled with lights, and it begins to try and accept them in order to bestow. And that's why there are degrees of a descent here, as much as more and more of a will to receive is revealed in the created being, and he can receive in order to bestow less and less. Until a state comes that even the shattering takes place. And after the shattering, we see that the development has to be by the created being uplifting on opposite degrees from the lowest degree until the world of Ein Sof. That's in a natural way it takes place on those same degrees. Only in the awakening of the light upon the will to receive, to build, to create the will to receive, then by this come the degrees of the descent, the Patsufim, the Sirot, from above downward, until they reach the shattering, and that upper light that works upon them causes their correction. And then it turns out that we have degrees of ascent from below upward, in a way that we have a ladder of degrees that come from below upward through all those degrees that descended from above downward. And then we're speaking about the souls, how the souls can uplift, ascend on that same ladder of degrees that came before them. PT 35.
When a Patsuf is born, does it mean that a screen is born?
Yes, the screen is actually the most essential central data in the Patsuf. Niv.
122. Afterwards, it rises for man to the upper one once again. This is called the second impregnation, ibulbet. It receives their mochin from Absag of Ak. And phase 4 descends from Nikveinaim to her place at the Peh. At that time, a coupling is made on phase 4 at her place. 10 sefirot emerge at the level of Keter, the vessels of Ahab ascend back to her place at the Rosh, and the Partsuf is completed with 10 Sfirot of lights and vessels. These Mochin are called Mochin of Gadlut of the Partsuf. And this is the level of the first Partsuf of Atzilut, called Partsuf Keter or Partsuf Atik of Atzilut.
This means that after
Nisharu Rishimot Me'ashvira,
after the records remained from the shattering, these records incorporate in the Osh of Sag, and the Osh of the Sags gives birth upon these records to new Partsufim. So the first Partsuf that is born on the records of the shattering after it was scrutinized, it's called Partsuf Atik. And the first Partsuf, the most upper one in Atzilut, the first one that comes out after the shattering of the vessels. That's it. That's actually what we can say about it for now. Next.
123. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Ahab fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it. Thus, the Ahab of the level of Keter of Nikudim are in Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Chokmah, and the Ahab of the level of Chokmah are in the Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Bina, etc. Therefore, during the second impregnation of Gadlut of the first Partsuf of Atzilut, called Atik, which elevated its Ahab once more, Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Chochmah ascended along with them. They were corrected along with the Ahab of the level of Atik and received the first impregnation there.
Meaning, as we see on the second restriction, that the Ahab of the upper one descends into Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, in the same way, in the corrections from below upward, so the light that comes gives forces to Gelgalta Enaim of the upper one, Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, to ascend and incorporate in the Ahab of the upper one. And then it turns out that there's a special connection between Ahab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one. And according to this, Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one starts receiving vessels of Ahab, even though it's vessels of Ahab of the upper one. And this is called Gadlut of the first kind, greatness of the first kind. And there's a special connection here, because look what's happening here. Ahab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one start becoming connected between them into 10 Sfirot, which is unnatural because they're very different. The Ahab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one. But by this, the lower one starts receiving forces of bestowal from the Ahab of the upper one. And in this way, it starts growing. So, in other words, what do we have here? The upper one helps the lower one in its forces, in its mind, in everything, like we help a child, a baby. We come to him, to that baby, and he wants to do something, but he can't. So with our hands, with our mind, we help him put things together, organize things, lift them, and so on. That is exactly the root here, by the connection of the Ahab of the upper one to the Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, that the connection between them gives the lower one the ability to do things that the lower one can't do on its own. He wants to a bit in his little Galgal Ta'anayim, but he gets help from the Achap of the Upper One, that there are great forces there, and they can perform everything for the lower one. That is what we need to take into account, that we will always get help from the Upper One if we discover the willingness to connect to Him. And then He comes to the connection with us and helps us. That's it. That is rooted, everything is rooted in the cascading of the worlds from below upward. That's what we need to implement to adapt to our work. Okay? Let's keep going.
124. Once Galgal Ta'anayim of Chokhmah received their level of impregnation and suckling, they ascended once again to the Rosh of Atik, where they received their second impregnation for Mochin of Gadlut. Phase 3 descended to her place at the Peh, and 10 Sefirot emerged on her at the level of Chokhmah. And their vessels of Ahab ascended back to their place at the Rosh. Thus, Parzuf Chokhmah was completed with 10 Sefirot of lights and vessels. This Parzuf is called Arich Anpin of Atzilut.
Shuf.
Again,
124. Once Galgal Ta'anayim of Chokhmah received their level of impregnation and suckling, they ascended once again to the Rosh of Atik, where they received their second impregnation for Mochin of Gadlut. Phase 3 descended to her place at the Peh, and 10 Sefirot emerged on her at the level of Chokhmah. And their vessels of Ahab ascended back to their place at the Rosh. Thus, Parzuf Chokhmah was completed with 10 Sefirot of lights and vessels. This Parzuf is called Arich Anpin of Atzilut.
So then, before we get Parzuf of Atik of Atzilut, Atik is called from being disconnected from all the rest of the Partsufim, or the Partsuf of Keter of Atzilut. And the second Partsuf that comes after it is called Arich Anpin. Arich Anpin, from Arich being Chokhmah, that expands from below upward.
Arich.
And Anpin is Panim, face. That it's the light of Chokhmah. Face is the light of Chokhmah. That's why the Partsuf of Arich Anpin expands from the Partsuf of Atik from below upward. That's the second Partsuf of Atzilut, the Partsuf of Chokhmah. Atik is called Keter, and Arich Anpin is Chokhmah. Here in the world of Atzilut, we have names, new names to all the Partsufim, and even all the actions, that it will be easier to speak about it later on, in order to not get confused. Next.
125. The Galgal Ta'anayim of the level of Bina ascended along with the Achap of Arich Anpin.
Because during the descending, each one fell into the other. Now when we correct the upper one, so the lower two joins him. Yeah.
And received there their first impregnation and suckling. Afterward, they ascended to the Rosh of Arich Anpin for a second impregnation, raised their Achap, and received the Mochin of Gadlut. Thus, Parzuf Bina was completed with 10 Sefirot of lights and vessels. This pasuk is called Abba Ve'ima and Yishsut, since the Gal are called Abba Ve'ima and the Zat are called Yishsut.
Tov.
Okay. Well, that's according to the order of the degrees, that the upper part of Bina is called Abba Ve'ima and the lower part is Yishsut. We already talked about that. That was in the world of Nikudim. 126.
And Galgalta Enayim of Zon ascended along with these Ahap of Abba Ve'ima and received their first impregnation and suckling. This completes the Zon in the state of Vak to Zeranpin and Nekuda dot to the Nukva. Thus we have explained the five Patsufim of the new Ma that emerged in the world of Atzilut in permanence, called Atik, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Atik emerged at the level of Keter, Arichanpin at the level of Chokhmah, Abba Ve'ima at the level of Bina, and Zon in Vak and Nekuda, which is the level of Zeranpin. Also, there can never be any diminution in these five levels, since the actions of the lower ones never reach the Gal in a way that they can blemish them. The actions of the lower ones do reach Zeranpin and Ukva, that is, their posterior vessels, which they obtain during the Gadlut. But the actions of the lower ones cannot reach the anterior vessels. Which are Galgalta Enayim in lights of Vak and Nekuda. Hence, these five levels are considered permanent Mochin in Atzilut.
We are going to have to go over this again tomorrow in order to understand these things a bit more. For now, let's not confuse ourselves more. Let's leave it the way it is, and we'll keep going tomorrow. What do the women internet want?
Fine. If we don't get more confused, there were requests from Moscow 18 to explain 122.
Can. 122.
Yeah, concerning impregnation, it wasn't clear. Impregnation in Katnut and Gadlut.
Yeah, that's questions usually come from the women. It's that. How do I say this? As much as creation is more developed, it reaches, we see it on the still vegetative animate, that it's more and more connected in its development from one form to the next, meaning Ibuya Nikam Mochin from the lower one to the upper one, to such an extent that on the animate degree, we reach a state that all the each next form develops from the previous form, and then it reaches birth, and it gets taken care by the upper Patsuf. That's what we discover in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we discover the roots for it, where it comes from. Why is it like that with us? Why do we need in such a way to give birth to our offsprings? Why do we need to take care of them in such a way, and what else we need to do? Yep. We'll talk about it more. But it's good that you're asking. Not for now, because we ended the lesson already. What do we have to add? Kolman.
No. Sheila mi Petach Tikva, Ken.
A question from Petach Tikva. If the Ahap of the upper one are the vessels of reception, how can it bestow upon the lower ones?
We don't have, in all of reality, vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestow means the will to receive that was corrected, and it bestows, then it bestows like the Creator. But vessels of bestow, it's a hidden part. It's, how do I say it?
Contradict one another.
Yep, they contradict one another. There are no things. Vessels that bestow. It's like water that ignites. I don't know what to say. But something that one contradicts the other. That's why when we speak about vessels, it's always the will to receive. And if it can bestow, it's only by the intention that it puts upon its will to receive. Then it has to go through great changes that its will to receive doesn't even take it into account. Doesn't see it as right for an action. And only by working with it in order to bestow, only with its intention, to the extent of its intention. Yep. That's something we will learn and perform it upon ourselves, that it's important for us in all our actions that we do. It's important for us only the intention. And all our actions have to be in order to realize the intention of bestowal. So thank you all, and I'll see you with God's help tomorrow.
And the recorded broadcast for today from 9:30 to 10, Basic Concepts of the Wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Lightman. Live. From 10 to 11, the writer's meeting with Dr. Lightman, that's recorded. And from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., the world meal live. The topic is From Me to We. And the festive meal today with the same team that organized the meals in the last Congress. Everyone's invited to bring something to eat and drink and incorporate in the common meal of the world. Kli, thank you. Good day and good night. שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד Thousands of years in the darkness we roam Chasing a whisper that's guiding us home So many miles searching for a sign To break free from these cages of time Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something whole behind these broken parts? Is there something